Welcome to the Call It In podcast for women seeking more depth and more meaning in their life, more happiness, more healthiness, more peacefulness, more abundance, and more overall fulfillment. Each episode provides practical, actionable steps in mindset, soul set, and heart set living for seekers on a mission to call more into their lives. Join us for a new episode every Wednesday as we call it in with Dar.
That's a sigh of gratitude, my friends. I am so grateful to all of you dedicated podcast listeners for making this show the success that it is. We're starting year four here, and it's such a blessing as I continue with our series on animal spirit medicine this winter. And I'll be back into interviewing powerful women of the light next spring. Thanks again for supporting this podcast as we call it in, as we call it in with Dar week after week, month after month, and now going into year four. Blessings your way, everyone. I am so grateful for all of you. I find signs, symbols, and synchronicities an exciting area of metaphysical study. How about you? In our series on animal medicine, we delve into the spiritual meaning of animals, their cultural background, and the repetition of seeing these animals reoccur in our daily lives, whether it be in person, on television, or social media, or in the pages of a book. They're fascinating. And the topic of today's episode is one of those fascinating ones. As we enter the gift-giving season, give yourself the gift of more emotional sweetness in your life. Openly giving and receiving love. Do that by calling hummingbird medicine into your life. Call on the hummingbird when you're feeling fragmented, distracted, or overwhelmed. Call on the hummingbird when you're feeling down and want to lighten up, have more fun, and experience more joy. Call on the hummingbird to protect yourself from negativity and harshness. Call on the hummingbird when guilt or shame set in. Hummingbird feathers have been used by many cultures in the making of love charms. It is said that the hummingbird conjures love better than any other type of medicine. Overall, the hummingbird has come to symbolize joy, love, memory, persistence, reproduction, pollination, healing, wisdom, good luck, flexibility, and spirit beings. In Native American legends, the hummingbird is often portrayed as a healer or as a spirit being who helps people in need. In some tales, it is a fire bringer to the tribes. The Northwest coastal tribes describe the hummingbird as a good luck omen. In ancient Mexico, they were considered sacred and associated with royalty and warriors. The patron god of the Aztecs had a hummingbird as his divine animal, his companion, and it's often seen in traditional Aztec art. They are also believed to be messengers of the afterworld and even symbols of a dead person's spirit coming to visit you. The Pueblo tribe of New Mexico has a hummingbird clan, And in the Northwest, they can be seen carved on totem poles. The hummingbird gets its name from the humming noise that comes from flapping their wings very fast, averaging 10 to 80 times per second, depending on the species. There are over 300 species native to North and South America. When the Europeans arrived, they were very mesmerized by this tiny little bird. Surprisingly, its brilliant throat color is not caused by pigmented feathers, but rather the iridescence is based on light levels, moisture, and arrangement of the feathers. Hummingbirds do not use their feet to walk, but rather to scratch, preen, or hop. Their smaller feet are that way for a more efficient flight and less weight. They have the fewest number of feathers than any bird in the world, about 900. Not only due to their small size, but to make them lightweight for better flight. Between 25 to 30% of their weight is in their chest muscles for flying. I think that it is fascinating that an average hummingbird's heart rate is around 1,200 beats per minute, compared to a human's 60 to 100 beats. Surprisingly, hummingbirds have no sense of smell, but very, very keen eyesight. A hummingbird's egg is smaller than a jelly bean, less than a half inch long, and it represents about 10% of the mother's weight when it is laid. Speaking of weight, a hummingbird feeds 5 to 8 times a day and half of its weight in sugar per day. In addition to nectar, these birds also eat small insects, spiders, and tree sap. The average ruby-throated hummingbird weighs just 3 grams. We could compare that to a coin, like a nickel, that weighs 4.5 grams. One species of hummingbirds migrate over 3,000 miles so that they don't have to winter in Canada, but rather in Mexico. No, they do not ride on the back of other birds, if you've heard that myth. Their maximum flight speed is about 30 miles an hour, but they can dive up to 60 miles an hour. Another myth is that they sip or suck nectar, but they actually lick it with their fringed, forked little tongues. They also like all colors of flowers, not just red, as some people think. Their brain might seem tiny, but they have superior memories, allowing them to feed and migrate efficiently. They are also territorial, returning to the same gardens every year, and will fight off bigger birds who threaten their territory. The hummingbird is the only bird that can fly backwards without turning around. Overall, the hummingbird is a magical little bird, symbolizing joy, love, memory, persistence, reproduction, pollination, healing, wisdom, flexibility, good luck, and spirit beings. So call on the hummingbird. Call in the hummingbird medicine. Call it in with Dar.
Have you heard of the new book, Business on Purpose, that just came out? Dar's memoir and life hacks are included. It's an anthology of inspiring stories about women overcomers who are changing the world. Dar writes about her challenges with abuse, divorce, single parenting, job loss, parental caregiving, and dealing with grief and loss. She includes the 20 life hacks that led her to the transformational four-part coaching framework that has helped thousands of students lead a more purposeful, passion-driven life. Find out more about the Purposeful Passion-Driven Life Movement at www.darsdivineconnections.com. So call more joy into your life. Call it in with Dar. Thanks for listening to today's episode of Call It In with Dar. If you enjoyed what you heard, please leave a review. And don't forget to check out the show notes page for special offers and more information at callitinpodcast.com.